Hey. Oh, sorry, did I surprise you or something? A little? Yeah, sorry about that. It's been kind of a long day for me. How are you? Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, that's great. Yeah, how are you liking the party? Yeah, I actually did the streamers for it. Not to brag or anything. Oh, what kind of party is this? It is a New Year's / non-denominational holiday party. Yeah, well, HR kind of mandated it be this way. Yeah, so it was either no party or a party, but something that everyone would enjoy. So we have Christmas over there, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Boxing Day, and New Year's. Yeah, smart observation. None of the candles are lit. We couldn't get that past HR, but there are candles. Who am I? I'm sorry, I didn't realize you didn't know who I was. I bring you coffee, like, every day? Yeah, I'm the coffee girl. Decaf or regular. Oh, great, that rings a bell. That's great. I mean, I talk to you every day, but it's so glad to talk to you outside of work hours. I mean, this party is a little bit crazy for my liking, but yeah, a little bit crazy. I don't want to be like a, what's it called? Like a snitch or anything, but, that punch over there. Yeah, that's alcoholic. No, I didn't make it alcoholic. It was someone else, but you can definitely taste that something's in there. There are people hooking up in all of the offices around us. Yeah, anything that locks. Actually, you know what? That's a lie. No, I'm pretty sure I walked past a cubicle without a door, and I saw some things. Yeah, you would be surprised what people do after hours. I mean, it's still work. They know that, right? Like, we're still in an office. Like, this is fireable. I'm sorry, did I mishear you? No, you didn't say nothing. Did you say that you liked that? Okay, you didn't happen to have any of the punch, did you? Okay, yeah, that explains why you're talking like that to a coworker at work. What do you mean? What would I rather talk? I don't know. Talk about anything. Anything. I feel like I hardly know you. Yeah, I know exactly how you like your coffee. Don't know anything else about you. Are you married? No. Do you have any kids? Not that you know of. Okay. What about brothers or sisters? Do you have any of those? Why do I want to know all of this? I just want to get to know you. Maybe I had too much of the punch. I don't know, but you seem like a really interesting person. I watch you work all day, and I think you're really admirable. You're dependable. Staff likes you. You're kind of charismatic, but in a nonchalant way. I like you. Did I say I like you? I mean, I like the idea of you. Oh, that sounds weird. I mean, I would like to get to know you. You'd like to get to know me too. That's sweet. You're a sweet person. I'm gonna ignore the fact that you didn't know who I was 2 seconds ago. Of course, you know who I am. Then, how did you not recognize me? My makeup. Yeah, I guess I wear it a little bit differently after hours. Oh, I didn't realize. Well, I wish you would have said something before. My feelings wouldn't have been hurt then. It was just my makeup. Oh, no, I was joking about the feelings thing. So do you like this makeup better than work makeup, or? It's sexier? Okay. No, nothing. That punch is really getting to you. What do you mean you'd really like to get to know me? You're getting kind of close there, buddy. I can't say I dislike it, but you are close. You know, if you want something from me, you can just ask. Oh, you'd like to get to know me. Are you talking normally or biblically? Whichever way I want. You're cheeky. You realize that all of the locked places are gone, right? And if we were to get caught, both of our jobs would be on the line, right? You get that? Okay. Well, I'm not against it. Okay. I know a place. It doesn't lock, and it's kind of in the middle of a few things. So we're gonna have to be kind of quiet. Do you think you could manage that? I like it when you call me that. Baby girl. No, it's just cute. Anyway, let's go. It's over here. Yeah, this is it. I'm sorry if it's not as elegant or clean as you might have been hoping, but the janitorial closet is the only place that's open and still has a door. You don't mind? Oh, that dirty talk. A dirty place for a dirty girl? Where'd you learn that? Definitely not in anything that HR has sent you. Oh, someone's coming. Hurry up, get inside. Oh, it's a little bit more cramped than I was hoping. But at least we're close to each other. You know, you smell kind of good. Yeah, you do. That cologne. You know, you always smell good. I can walk anywhere that you've been and tell that you've been there. Your scent is distinct and especially pleasant. I'm talking funny. You're funny. I'm funny looking. You've had too much punch. shut up and kiss me. Taste even better than you smell. Yeah, I just bit you. What are you gonna do about it? I didn't know you were into choking. No, I never took you for that kind of guy. What do you mean? What do I mean? You're joking. Nothing, it's just... You seem... very vanilla, by the way you act at work. Oh, you're not. I'd like to see you prove it. Choking. Nice. Though I have to say, it's kind of basic. No, it's still less vanilla than I thought you were. So don't feel bad. Oh, you've got more? What are you into? No, wait, let me guess. You like it when girls call you daddy. I can tell that I'm right by how quiet you're being. Do you want me to call you daddy? Because I can do that if you want, daddy. You would. Okay. Why don't you take off your pants, daddy? What? If I want that, I have to ask properly. Okay. Daddy, can you please take off your pants? I would really like to play with your dick. Thank you. Oh. I can tell you're pretty excited. There's like a lot of pre-cum. No, I'm into that, and it tastes pretty good too. Shh. No, shut up. Okay, they're gone. You know, it's kind of hot fucking where there's so many people around. Knowing we could get caught at any second. But I really don't want to lose my job. So we're gonna have to make this quick, okay? Let me just flip my dress up and move my panties to the side and we can... A condom? No, we don't have time for that. Plus, where would you put it? The mop-in? That's kind of inconsiderate, don't you think? I'm on the pill anyways, so... We can just do it. It's more discreet that way. Daddy? Why don't you just stick it in? Come on, Daddy. Don't you want to feel my pussy? stick it in. Yes, it's really okay. Just put it in. Fuck. No, you feel even bigger than you look. Shit. This is kind of an awkward angle. Can you pick me up? Can you please pick me up, Daddy? Thank you. You're pretty strong. Scott, you're a really bad boy, Daddy. Just a little awkward. Oh, but I can feel you even deeper now. I still feel kind of folded though. You have me against the wall and picked up, and my legs are over your shoulders. It's like I'm origami or something. Well, thank you for telling me I'm doing well. No, go ahead. You can stop. Oh my god. You're hitting me so deep. I can feel all of you. Fuck. You really fill me up. Is this how you normally fuck girls? Not normally in supply closet. You're pretty funny. so intoxicating everything about you. Your look, your taste, your smell. I really think I'm in love with you. You look weirded out. You shouldn't be. I mean, we're coworkers. I know everything about you. I think I'm in love with you. What? What do you mean you don't feel the same way? Then why did you fuck me? Really? No, that's a lame excuse. I know that you like me. You really don't. Well, you better get to liking me because I'm not going anywhere. You'll see me at work and at home and... Listen, I have something to tell you. I'm not actually on the pill. No, I just said that so that you'd fuck me. And you came inside me, so that means I'm probably now pregnant with your kid. You're not going anywhere. Daddy?